Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. I want to invite everyone to join Dr. Troy Hinkle live in the community space on our app for Tuesdays with Troy. Dr. Troy will answer your questions regarding holiness, becoming a saint, and what we can do to strengthen our faith. Tuesday, November 4th at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. He'll take all your questions live. All you have to do is just turn on your notifications or log into the app at 6:30 Central this Tuesday, and you'll have a great time. And let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. With the feasts of All Saints and All Souls, we are reminded that we're called to personal holiness and to help others to heaven. But sometimes that call feels impossible. We look at our own sins, our failed efforts to help our family and friends, and we whisper, "Who am I to lead anyone to God? I can't even get my own life together." Well, would it surprise you that every saint felt that way? Saint Juan Diego certainly felt that way. When Our Lady appeared to him outside of Mexico City, she said, "Know for certain, littlest of my sons, that I am the perfect and perpetual Virgin Mary, Mother of the true God through whom everything lives. You must go to the Bishop of Mexico and tell him that I sent you, and that I want a church built here." Juan obeyed, but the bishop didn't believe him. Discouraged, Juan begged Mary to send someone more important, a professional, so to speak, saying to her, "Because I'm a nobody. I'm a small rope, a tiny ladder. I'm just a leaf, the tail end." But Our Lady answered, "I have many servants and messengers whom I could send, but I have chosen you. Go and tell the bishop that I, in person, the ever-Virgin Holy Mary, Mother of God, have sent you." And she says the same to us. God could have chosen anyone to reach your family and friends, but he chose you. Because there are hearts only you can reach. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. Through one ordinary man, an entire nation met Christ. In the 1500s, there were no cell phones, no email, no social media, or TikTok, or YouTube. However, within 10 years of Our Lady of Guadalupe appearing to Juan Diego, the entire Aztec nation, 10 million people converted to Catholicism. How did this happen? Because one person told another, and the story was passed from family to family, friend to friend. The miracle of Guadalupe spread not only by divine power, but by the ordinary power of friendship and trust. And it shows us that God's greatest works move forward not only through great signs, but through ordinary people building relationships. And then, when the time is right, inviting them to encounter Jesus. That's how millions were baptized. Because Christ, carried by Mary's presence, traveled the pathways of human friendship. But don't we all have family and friends who are not interested in Jesus or the church? And since they don't come to church, how will a church program help them? So, who is going to bring the love of Christ to them? See, the people at risk are our people. So we are in the best position to show them the love of God and to know, love, understand, and care for them. Who else will do it? We are the ones who care. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. We want to help others grow closer to Jesus, especially our family. But what's the best method? If you analyze all of Catholic history, from Jesus and the Apostles, to St. Patrick, Francis and Dominic, to Francis Xavier, all successful missionaries combined just three essential ingredients. Personal holiness that was attractive and compelling. Secondly, genuine friendships, which included sharing life together and loving them and good conversation. And third, when the time was right, an invitation to encounter Christ in the Word of God or prayer or the sacraments. So, if you're like me, and if you want to help your loved ones back to Christ in the church, the first step has to be a commitment to your own personal holiness, because our lives have to be a visible testimony that Christ is real and that he's good. And that means that my thinking and my feeling and my behavior, it has to be transformed by Christ. Actually, it has to flow from Christ living in me, that the fire of Christ's love must radiate through me. And this fire of Christ's love is enkindled in us by receiving the Eucharist as often as we can, and by regular confession, and by daily meditation that shapes us into the kind of people that are humble, meek, detached, patient, cheerful, calm, courageous, just, temperate, but also fun-loving and daring. Because that is attractive and compelling. And it doesn't matter where you are right now. Just start, and the Lord will transform you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. We all know that you can't just go up to someone who wants nothing to do with Christ or the church and say, "Hey, you should go to confession or try praying the rosary." That's why the method of Christ and the saints, as well as our method for evangelization, has to be friendship. If a family member or friend has fallen away from Christ, the solution is not a program. And you shouldn't go to your priest and tell him that he needs to do more. If you want to help a loved one back to Christ, do this. Intentionally pray for them every day. At daily Mass, in your rosary, every time you pray. And offer sacrifice for them. At Fatima, Our Lady pleaded, "Pray, pray very much, and make sacrifices for sinners, for many souls go to hell, because there are none to sacrifice themselves and pray for them. So never let a day go by without offering both voluntary and unexpected sacrifices for the conversion of your loved ones. But most importantly, do all you can to develop a genuine friendship with them and have good conversation. See, our culture has removed all the natural lines of intersection between people. We live individual and isolated lives. So we've got to rebuild those intersections. We've got to create ways to spend time together. Meals, drinks, coffee, take a walk, watch a game. And whatever you do, talk while you do it. And be genuinely interested in their life. But always be open-minded, because this is the time to learn about them, not to correct or condemn them. So ask good questions and allow their story to open a space for God. So, who can you invite to coffee or to your house? Who can you get to know better? And how quickly can you get them on your schedule? Do it now. Do it immediately. Don't wait. And if you can't find the time, make the time. Their soul depends on it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. Personal holiness and friendship must come first. But at some point, we have to invite them to encounter the person of Jesus in the Word of God or in prayer. The Catechism says that prayer is the encounter of God's thirst with ours. Invite them to the sacraments, to baptism, to join the church, to go back to confession, to the Eucharist in Mass. But once you invite, leave them free and don't make a big emotional deal if they decline at first, and don't give up. Continue with cheerful patience to build a genuine friendship with them, and then wait for another opportunity and invite again. Her rescue mission moves forward when ordinary people dare to believe she means it when she says, "I've chosen you. So go. Live holy lives, build friendships, and invite others to meet her son. The world is waiting for its Juan Diegos." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What, you know, every meditation, Teresa, should end with a practical resolution, something that we do concretely that day to live out the meditation, to put it into practice. What do you think might be your resolution flowing from this meditation?
I think this is always a tough one because I think it brings to mind for all of us, all the people that we care about that aren't practicing the faith or interested in God, which is, it's difficult because I'm constantly asked by people, especially when we talk about this, what their resolution should be that will actually change these people. What will make the difference? Because it's not like we all haven't been trying. But I really don't have a resolution that will change them in that sense. But I was just kind of thinking about the way in which work is meant to bring about a good, but it's also meant to create a change in the worker. And I was just really surprised thinking about this work of really, really fighting for the conversion of others and fighting for souls is something that is tiresome and just constant and eternal, but it makes the greatest, most passionate about. So I think my resolution is just to not lose heart, because even if it feels like I'm fighting in vain, it is good, the effect that it is having on me to really be so dedicated that I don't stop fighting.
Yeah.
And I think that is the thing that will win the most souls.
That really
we remain
excellent.
Very, very, very tireless in a fight that seems like it shows no signs of turning in our favor.
Yeah.
And I think that sets a good example for other people as well. But to keep believing that those people will come around.
Yeah, it's very hard, especially for parents who have adult kids who have fallen away. But for all parents and grandparents, we always have to be reminded, they're free. Mm-hmm. We can't make them convert. We're not even responsible to make them convert. We're not responsible to make them holy. We're responsible to give them holy parents, holy grandparents, and holy friends.
Mm-hmm. But I think that's the hard part, because we are called to care. We're called to care about their conversion, and we're very biased. We want one end for them. We want it more than anything, and it's good for us to want that. So it's hard to foster that emotion without also being pulled into despair.
I think maybe one little thing to help us with discouragement is, I think, the very excellent point you started out with, that what if God is allowing some of your loved ones this moment of time in this world to not be interested, so that it will spur you to a greater vigilance and transformation yourself?
I think it keeps us from being lukewarm. It gives us a battle.
We certainly can't rest on our laurels.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wouldn't it be in God's providential plan if he allows a loved one to be away for your transformation, and then he brings them in?
Those are the greatest conversion stories.
It's almost like a goal in the last 30 seconds.
Nothing better. There is something about a tied game where you don't know where it's going to go. Those are the best games, because you're literally at the edge of your seat. You're just waiting every second. I mean, when you're down like 20 goals, it's hard. There's no coming back. I'm sorry. I've never seen a 20-goal game.
We are in hockey season now. So
it's all I'm going to talk about. It's my only metaphor.
Comes back to hockey. Well, you know, you've been working on me for my conversion
to hockey
for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I think it's starting to work.
I think it's working very well. I think Marchand has helped me a lot in that.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And my resolution from this meditation is, I'm going to invite one of my loved ones who's away from the faith out to lunch.
That's good. Do I not get lunch just because I'm in the faith?
As long as you're committed to Jesus, I'll never buy you lunch.
I get what that older son was talking about. That's frustrating.
Ah, yes. Now you understand the prodigal son.
I can't say that. I just had dinner at your place, so.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.